Ajihad had been gone most of the 3 days, hunting down Urgals who had managed to escape into the dwarf tunnels that honeycombed the stone beneath the Beor Mountains. The one time Aragorn had seen him between expeditions, Ajihad was in a rage over discovering that his daughter Nasuada had disobeyed his orders to leave with the other women and children before the battle. Instead, she had secretly fought among the Varden's archers. Murtagh and the twins had accompanied Ajihad. The twins because it was dangerous work and the Varden's leader needed the protection of their magical skills. And Murtagh because he was eager to continue proving that he bore the Varden no ill will. It surprised Aragorn how much people's attitudes toward Murtagh had changed, considering that Murtagh's father was the dragon rider Morzan, who had betrayed the riders to Galbatorix. Even though Murtagh despised his father and was loyal to Aragorn, the Varden had not trusted him. But now no one was willing to waste energy on a petty hate when so much work remained. Aragorn missed talking with Murtagh and looked forward to discussing all that had happened once he returned. As Aragorn and Saphira rounded Trondheim, a small group became visible in the pool of lantern light before the timber gate. Among them were Auric, the dwarf shifting impatiently on his stout legs, and Arya. The white bandage around her upper arm gleamed in the darkness, reflecting a faint highlight onto the bottom of her hair. Aragorn felt a strange thrill, as he always did when he saw the elf. She looked at him and Saphira, green eyes flashing, then continued watching for Ajihad. By breaking Isidar Mithrim, the great star sapphire that was 60 feet across and carved in the shape of a rose, Arya had allowed Aragorn to kill Durza and so win the battle. Still, the dwarves were furious with her for destroying their most prized treasure. They refused to move the sapphire's remains, leaving them in a massive circle inside Trondheim's central chamber. Aragorn had walked through the splintered wreckage and shared the dwarf's sorrow for all the lost beauty. He and Saphira stopped by Auric and looked out at the empty land that surrounded Trondheim, extending to Farthendur's base 5 miles away in each direction. "Where will Ajihad come from?" asked Aragorn. Auric pointed at a cluster of lanterns staked around a large tunnel opening a couple of miles away.
"He should be here soon."
Aragorn waited patiently with the others, answering comments directed at him, but preferring to speak with Saphira in the peace of his mind. The quiet that filled Farthendur suited him. Half an hour passed before motion flickered in the distant tunnel. A group of 10 men climbed out onto the ground, then turned and helped up as many dwarfs. One of the men, Aragorn assumed it was Ajihad, raised a hand, and the warriors assembled behind him in 2 straight lines. At a signal, the formation marched proudly toward Trondheim. Before they went more than 5 yards, the tunnel behind them swarmed with a flurry of activity as more figures jumped out. Aragorn squinted, unable to see clearly from so far away.
"Those are Urgals!"
exclaimed Saphira, her body tensing like a drawn bowstring. Aragorn did not question her.
"Urgals!"
he cried and leaped onto Saphira, berating himself for leaving his sword Zarok in his room. No one had expected an attack now that the Urgal army had been driven away. His wound twinged as Saphira lifted her azure wings, then drove them down and jumped forward, gaining speed and altitude each second. Below them, Arya ran toward the tunnel, nearly keeping a pace with Saphira. Auric trailed her with several men, while Jormungandr sprinted back toward the barracks. Aragorn was forced to watch helplessly as the Urgals fell on the rear of Ajihad's warriors. He could not work magic over such a distance. The monsters had the advantage of surprise and quickly cut down 4 men, forcing the rest of the warriors, men and dwarves alike, to cluster around Ajihad in an attempt to protect him. Swords and axes clashed as the groups pressed together. Light flashed from one of the twins and an Urgal fell, clutching the stump of his severed arm. For a minute, it seemed the defenders would be able to resist the Urgals. But then a swirl of motion disturbed the air, like a faint band of mist wrapping itself around the combatants. When it cleared, only 4 warriors were standing: Ajihad, the twins, and Murtagh. The Urgals converged on them, blocking Aragorn's view as he stared with rising